This episode of the Beauty Industry Podcast was brought to you by TrueBrow. Hello and welcome to the Beauty Industry Podcast, your online support community for the professional beauty industry. I am your host, founding director of Beauty Industry, Tamara Reid. Here, we are closing the competitive gap and speaking your language. This is a platform created and dedicated to the professional beauty industry, valuing community over competition. We serve to help connect you with inspiration from industry experts, expand your knowledge through educational pieces, and bring you the latest in product and technology innovation. This is Beauty Industry. Today, my guest is Elle Wilson of TrueBrow. Elle is a number one Amazon best-selling author, international speaker, mentor to women all over the world, and founder and creator of TrueBrow. After wanting more for the industry than just a day's worth of work and a certificate on the other side, faded ink and chemical perms, Elle Wilson created a brand that harnessed the client's eyebrow in its most natural form, which we now know as TrueBrow. A mentor to women around the world through her approachable and accessible nature, Elle and the TrueBrow brand are creating waitlists for brow artists who are dedicated to being the brow authority in their space. Learnings, lessons, and a moment to spend reflecting inwardly today, Elle and I explore quite the conversation, which we hope you enjoy. Here's Elle and I for Beauty Industry. Elle Wilson, welcome to the Beauty Industry Podcast.
Thank you, Tamara. Thanks so much. Great to be here with you.
Likewise. Elle, you may be familiar with our podcast and knowing that all of our guests start by reminiscing all the way back to their entrance into the industry. And I'd love to start with you there today. Where did it all start for you in terms of beauty, aesthetics, and brows?
Wow. So you want me to tell you how old I am? Wow, that's tricky. Well, for me, it started when I was 21, so over 36 years ago now, and I really wasn't dreaming of being a beauty therapist ever. It really wasn't something that I never even thought of it. My sister was a hairdresser. She had her husband had a very successful salon, and they'd opened up a beauty salon, and she said to me one day, "Do you want to go do a beauty course? I'll pay for you. And go and do it," because I was figuring out what I was going to do. And I thought, what? Like, that was a bit strange. You know, I absolutely detested tweezing my own eyebrows because it always hurt. I'd always like try and shave my legs and I'd cut myself. I just wasn't that type of a kind of girly girl. And I said yes. And, sometimes in your life, I don't know if you've experienced this, Tamara, but it's like, there are times in my life where I literally can't remember saying what I said looking back. Like, it's almost like I think I did say it, obviously, because I did it, but it wasn't must have been in some kind of flow, you know, like in hindsight, you look back. So that was the beginning. I went, I did my training, I came back, I started, I then got married and bought the salon straight out of school and just went straight in. So I actually had that salon and continued growing it for probably over 10 years, then separated, all those things that happened in life, had a complete like turnaround internally, big, big transformation inside, which sort of flipped me upside down, right side up probably. So I started thinking differently. I started thinking about my values differently. I started thinking about who I was differently. Started working with empowering women. I wrote workshops. I did spiritual counseling. I did a lot of mentoring with women. It was such a beautiful time of my life. I still had my hand in beauty with products and things like that. And then when I was 37, I went straight back in on the tools, believe it or not. And that's when the TrueBrow system came into play. So then that's when that sort of really started to come through me, and I started to develop, refine it over the next like kind of 11 years, then to share it. So it's been a lot of years, you know, a lot of years.
Yeah, amazing. And it sounds like a lot of years and a lot of learning in those years.
Well, yeah, I think that that's one of the things that I've loved the most is that being a keen learner, an avid researcher, not just taking things at face value, no matter what anybody just says to me. I've never been that type of person. That hasn't always been easy, but I, you know, especially if I'm recommending something to someone, if someone trusts me, like that's one of the things that I love the most about what the beauty industry gave me as an ability was to gain the trust of other human beings, women and sometimes men, in my salons. And I took that really seriously. And when I educate, when I mentor, that's one of the key things is that, you know, I say to my girls, you're the brow authority. You know, you actually are the authority in the natural brow around the world in your location. You have such a responsibility to get this right, you know, and it should be something that ignites our passion and inspires us. And for me, it was just amazing to be able to have these women ask me about everything. You know, and I built these extraordinary communities. I call them communities. I don't call them clients, because we are really, as beauty professionals, we're building communities of like-minded individuals, women that love our values, that, you know, reflect and think, you know, she's my girl, she's my beauty authority, she's the woman I'm going to for my beauty questions. I mean, when you hit that level of, when that happens to you in your business, even as a team member, it's so amazing to have that. That's really something, you know, and you need to honor that. I think it's a sacred thing, you know, so you need to honor that. So you need to research, you need to look, dig deep, take a look at what's really true. If you want to sustain and retain your clients and continue to build and build and build, I think it's a really key thing.
Absolutely. There's a big privilege in the fact that clients put a lot of their trust in us. And, you know, once we gain that trust, we're almost that personal therapy session. You know, once the client gets on the bed, they just start to divulge and, you know, they really become vulnerable. And I love that you use the word brow authority there. I think you should trademark that. That's an incredible word.
It's actually on the back of our T-shirts, yeah, the brow authority. I think that our girls earn that. You know, when they come, that's what they're actually coming for. We don't get girls that just want short courses. I just want to be a bit better and I want to do this and I want to do that. I mean, look, we get girls that come to Drew Brow and they do skin. They'll do lashes and brows, but brows become their lead generating service because they're such specialists. They're not experts, really. They're actually specialists. They specialize in it. And I think that there's a complete differentiation in that. When you specialize in something, it's that one thing that you're a specialist. You know, it's your one key thing. It doesn't mean it's the only thing that you do, but you're specializing in it. And I think that's really important. You have to earn that. And you know, one of the worst things that you can do is pretend to be something that you're actually not, and that kills brands fast and businesses faster than anything. You know, at some point you're going to be found out. At some point, you know it all along. Really, it's not good for you. You know, so I think that, yeah, I think the brow authority, I think that's really cool. We don't say that we're the brow authority across the board. When it comes to the natural brow, that is where we are the brow authority. And we kind of sort of put our flag in the, like, you know, like on the moon.
Reach the top of the hill and here we are.
Yeah, that's us.
So then tell me, speaking of specializing, 11 years ago when you created True Brow, obviously brows weren't what they are now. You know, you obviously had incredible foresight to know that brows are going to be something that, you know, we can monetize and that we can actually specialize in and be that expert. How does that make you feel kind of reflecting on that fact that you knew almost, you know, whether consciously or unconsciously, you knew 11 years ago, this is going to be something?
Well, it's an interesting question. What a beautiful question. Gosh, that's a good question. I can't own it though, you know, because it started 20 years ago, in fact, when I was 37, and I started training 9 years ago. Mm. But when I went back into the beauty industry, Tamara, I wasn't the same person that left the beauty industry. I turned myself inside out. And I mean, I had to. This is my lifetime. You know, this is what I have to do. I can't just go and be out in the world like some people can do that. And I just can't. I wasn't able to do that. I literally had to turn myself inside out. I had to examine. I had to look at, you know, what I was here for. What was my purpose? you know, I had to, I was just transforming on a very far, I was on far, a fast track of transformation. Some people go to India for that. Some people, I didn't go anywhere. I was just used to sit in my bedroom and I was just like, just inwardly following my, I was just getting in touch with this beautiful inner voice that I found that was so soft, so gentle, so beautiful. And it was mine. Right, on deep inside, it was mine. We all have it, but we spend so much time being all crazy on the outside that we suppress that beautiful voice. We suppress that voice that can lead us so beautifully. So when I went back into the beauty industry, I was in that transformed state. I was meditating 4 to 5 hours a day at that time. I was, my whole life was about really contributing to the lives of others in a deeper way. Like, it was just my world. So when I went back into the beauty industry like that, and I first looked at a brow and I realized, you know, I hadn't done a Brazilian, never. I didn't even know people were doing Brazilians. And so when I stepped back in, I was quite shocked. The guy I was leasing these two rooms from said, oh, you know, you might need to do Brazilians. And I'm thinking, what's he talking about? Am I supposed to know about this, you know? And then I, you know, I quickly sort of kind of picked up and I thought, you know, you better be on this girl, you know. And I was just like, well, I was horrified. They're going to take their panties off. And I'm gonna, you know, and actually became very good at that. But, you know, it was a bit of a shock. But I remember going into the room and this beautiful girl who became a very dear friend of mine, because with clients every now and again you'll just get, you know, you get a few of those bonds that you can't deny, you know, these they become your friends. I'm not an advocate of clients becoming friends, but sometimes you just can't help it. We all know that. So I remember she was lying on the bed and I looked at her and she had this, I still know her so well, and she actually lives on a Greek island, you know, just out there in the somewhere in the Mediterranean now. And she's there with all her beautiful locks. She had these, all I can just see it. And I remember looking at her brows and I thought, oh, the words that came out of my mouth is, I don't know how to make these brows beautiful.
Mm.
And it was this real surrender. Like, I literally was okay with not knowing. And I literally just dove into, something happened. I don't know. It was almost like a window in time opened, or, and it was just given to me to take this incredible new knowledge that was starting to just move through me. And I remember Albert Einstein saying something like, whatever he did, his inventions or whatever, didn't come from his rational mind. It was like that. It wasn't from my rational mind. Like, when I read that the other day, I thought, oh, wow, Albert, we're on the same page here. It blew my mind. I thought, that's exactly what I've been trying to say all these years. But it wasn't just that it came through and it was a gift. It took 10 years for me to keep listening to that inner, quiet, tiny little voice and be willing to let it show me. And I kept refining, developing. Even now, with all the, we get a lot of brows around the world that need help, like whether it's a 90s brow, whether it's a microbladed brow that is gone bad. I've had to redevelop an entire way of looking at those brows for our girls to now be able to help women that are coming. So we're constantly refining. There's things in True Brow that were never there at the beginning, ever. So, you know, it's kind of this tiny little voice. Wow, it's unbelievable when we start listening to it, you know. And even when our girls are working, I can see a brow and I can say to them, okay, so what were you thinking when you were creating this brow? And they'll say to me, oh, I just couldn't stop thinking. And I can see it. It's everywhere. But when they go into that really quiet, gentle, open space, which I teach them how to do, this, a huge part of what we do, you can see it. That's why people say, oh, you always know when you see a true brow brow, you know it's a true brow brow. So there's so much more to it. So the developing of True Brow, it wasn't like I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be a huge thing. I just didn't really. I want to take credit for that because that was cool, but I can't. I didn't. Again, it was one of those things that just, it was kind of like a bit of a miracle for me. It just happened, but I never exploited it. And I think that's what allowed it to blossom as much as it has, really, to be honest with you, because I could have exploited it so many times. I could have given it out to everyone for money, not caring what they did with it. I could have just, I mean, I've had students that have tried to exploit it. That's a fact. That happens in our industry all the time. Mm. Sadly, you know, but it's not exploitable. It's too beautiful to do it so beautifully so that you're creating waiting lists and all these amazing things happening in your business where you no longer have competition. You don't even think, like, I never thought about competition. I never even considered my competition because I didn't have to, because what I was producing was so incredible. And what I was doing was so innovative that my competition became, it obliterated it in my mind, which is the most important place for it to be obliterated, right? Because that keeps people up at night, keeps them stalking and they're freaking out all the time. And because somewhere deep inside you don't, you've still got that thing going on. I don't have that. I never had that when I brought True Brand to the world. And yeah, so that's what my girls are experiencing now. You know, the girls that are doing True Brand, that's, they're sort of, it's almost like passing it on or paying it forward somehow. And you do have to do it correctly. There's girls that will come and then they go, they come back, they go, they come back, or they relaunch, or they go, oh, Al, I wish I'd listened to you. You know, if I just listened to you back then, I don't mind. It's not a problem. But yeah, I didn't think of it like that. You know, I didn't think of it, it didn't come from that perspective, but it turned into that. It turned into, wow. And now how many brow educators are there out there?
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, with lash educators, it was the same. With, you know, it's just the world. You know, the world does that. And the world a lot of the time moves with money.
Hmm.
Yet for me, I move the opposite. Like I move and I stick to what I'm knowing to do, and then the money is the flow. It's the afterthought. And I don't know any other way to move, to be honest. I really don't. So, yeah.
But I think a lot of businesses, you know, hammer that you've got to have purpose, you've got to have direction, you've got to have strategy. But I think sometimes, and this kind of sounds like what you've describing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like when you just kind of let things happen naturally, it just astounds you, you know, and things just sometimes work. And I find that if you're constantly trying to push and push and make something happen, and you're going against the grain and you're hitting the roadblocks and you're hitting the full stops, yet you keep on trying to push. I mean, you've got to have ambition, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you've just got to let things take over and just work themselves out as well.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, you know, I don't have any ambition. Am I supposed to have it? I'm sorry. Oh no, am I doing that wrong too? Maybe I need to come to you. I think when I say I don't have any ambition, I actually don't. Because I don't think like that.
Mm.
But I do know what you're saying. It's kind of like you have to deeply be committed to something if you're going to be in business. And that for me is my values. Boy, have I copped flak in the industry for sticking to my values. You know, I've even had students that have, you know, gone off, like, for example, with the microblading, you know, epidemic, tattooing epidemic.
Mm.
For me, that's the biggest crisis that the beauty industry has ever faced, ever. And I can say that I'll stand up and say it. I'll be the voice for all those women that are just, you know, in, like, devastated. Their self-esteem has deteriorated, their confidence, they're just going through so much because of what has happened to their faces because of it, you know. And I think that for me, you know, it's a big thing to stand up and say that because I have beautiful people that I know that do it. But at the end of the day, yeah, that's another topic altogether, isn't it? I forgot what I was even talking about with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Values. So often I've had to stand up and just stick to what, to saving the natural brow, not go with the trends, not go with the fads, you know. And I'd have my girls say, oh, but what if my client comes? We'd have to talk about it. We'd work it through. And they'd always come back, you know, like 99% of them, the ones that truly authentically have really just nailed it with sticking to the timeless. And, you know, I just think that that's
that's kind of what I how I move. You know, it's been hard. It's been probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. But I move in what I'm knowing in a way rather than anything else. And sometimes I get it right, sometimes I get it wrong. It's not about being right or wrong. I love what you said about allowing life to surprise you sometimes in a way. That's what I heard you say, which is so beautiful, rather than just smashing your head against a brick wall. You know, I wrote an article the other day for a magazine and, you know, I really honestly, it's like, stop doing that to yourselves. Stop it. Like, stop it immediately. Like, really start to ask yourself, what am I doing it for? Like, what am I, what would happen if I didn't have a business? Start with never having a business and being happy with never having a business or your business never succeeding. If you could honestly just be completely okay with that, then you have a clean slate to start stepping in and creating an extraordinary business. But if you're creating from this fear of that, you know, you've got to be better than the next person, what the competition is doing, I mean, I think that that's what TrueBrow has eliminated, like I said before, for our girls. I just had a girl that got 17 new clients using the strategy that we use inside of TrueBrow, because TrueBrow isn't just about brow skills. I mean, you know, that's great, but that's not what builds incredible businesses alone. Mm. You know, before you know it, you'll be discounting no matter how good your brows are. You know, you'll be worried about competition no matter how good your brows are, because it's the default of the human, you know, condition. But to have the mentorship, to have the business building skills, the strategies that we get our newbies to come in, whether they're startups, they've moved to other states, like, it amazes me, to be honest, the success rate, you know, and how long they'll stay with us, because it is a community, you know, it is a culture. And you know, it's like it's happening now more than ever before that these girls are just like blitzing it. And we're also refining how we take them through the training, you know, with our business development orientation meetings, our business development meetings. We've systematized a lot of the connecting points, and we're always developing, always growing because of the human condition. You know that because you coach, right? You're out there, you're helping women. You could tell me. I don't even have to tell you, but it's really tough to stay on that. And so in knowing that, we work to eliminate the difficulty, the challenges. And yeah, it's really beautiful to see how that pans out. It's incredible, really.
After the break, Elle shares with us how and when it's safe to push boundaries. But first, a word from today's beauty partner, which is none other than TrueBrow. Community, if you're looking to become the most in-demand brow specialist in your area, if you're wanting to be booked out for weeks or even months in advance, never have to worry about competition, and want to offer sought-after service that you can charge more while having clients still come in droves, then look no further than TrueBrow. If you're a solo salon owner looking to compete and beat with the bigger salon chains, create new, more fulfilling and rewarding career paths, or perhaps you're a beauty pro looking to invest in yourself by undergoing training with the best of the best, then TrueBrow is the best place to learn to create gorgeous natural brows. Visit www.truebrow.com/strategy-session-03 to book a quick call with Elle and start your journey to becoming one of the best brow experts in the world. Or you can swipe up to the show notes and click through to make that booking today. Thank you so much to the team at TrueBrow for making this episode of the Beauty Industry Podcast possible. And now back to Elle. It really is. And I love what you're talking about before about, you know, having your values and sticking true to them no matter, you know, the trends that come through and all these other experts and all of the competition and the social media and the YouTube. My goodness, the things that I'm seeing on YouTube at the moment is just craziness, what people are doing to their brows and their skin. But
oh, I don't go looking. Should I go and look? Oh, don't no. make
Oh, you'll be mortified.
I'm not going to do it. I'll take your word for it.
I'm curious to know from you, do you have I don't know, maybe a strategy or a way in which you decide, no, I'm going to stick to my safe zone, I guess, and continue on with my values? Or should I push the boundaries here and should I go out on a limb? You know, is there a defining kind of moment or a line for you where you go, actually, I do want to step across today and be a little bit more risque? Or no, that's not my zone. I'm going to stay over here in the safe.
I am probably the biggest risk taker that you would meet. Poor Toby. I, you know, we've just got a new wax that we're actually launching, which is the Olveson Signature Wax, which is a brow wax, but that's for another time. But that was huge for me. The brow products we brought out, that was huge because it's never been done this way before in the world. I take calculated risks. I innovate. I never really stay in the safe zone. I'm always on the cutting edge. And I think that that's what is a great thing for human beings, that we have that beautiful, amazing ability to be in the cutting edge. So it's a different to the safe zone. You know, there's kind of like I get to the cutting edge of something and sometimes it needs to brew in me. And it's almost like growing like a seed. You know what that's like. Mm-hmm. It's like a seed inside of me that's growing. And you know, sometimes I'm silly and I open up my mouth and I talk about it before I should, like to my community. And then it takes a year before it actually comes out in reality. It's like, sorry, girls. Because it is like a seed, you know. I got to learn to contain that. It's not a good thing. They know that though now. They go, oh, yeah, she might get it done really fast, but it could take a little while, but that's okay. But it's always going to be something exceptional. So, look, I believe that we should always be on the cutting edge as entrepreneurs and as beauty industry professionals. I believe we should take calculated risks. And I think that, you know, TrueBrow in and of itself was the biggest. No one had ever has done it in the world the way that we do it. It was like, it's like even to this day, it's kind of outrageous what we do, you know. And I think that that's why our success rate is so high. And it's not like our success rate is just like this much, you know, like a tiny, like an inch. We're talking like big successes, transformations. There's actually a video at the moment on with Casey Demeritz, one of my girls in North Dakota, that is astounding. Tamara, if you go and you just listen to it, you could very literally just cry. Like I cried when I listened to her. She was interviewed by one of my girls over in North America, one of our team, and it was just astounding. She's been with us for 6 years, 5 to 6 years, and she's just unbelievable. So the success stories aren't small. They're like, you know, you almost want to make a movie out of them. You know, you almost want to go, oh, this is based on a true story. It's a bit like that, because it's so deeply transforming, this thing that we're doing, and it hasn't been done before. But you know, for me, I guess I don't do average things, and not because I'm being pompous or egoic. I can't do an average thing and take someone's money, and that's what I do, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't do that. Like if it's going to take more from me than what even sometimes seems humanly possible, so I've got to grow, I've got to stretch, I've got to be on that cutting edge. I've got to find ways to develop myself to be able to extend more. If that's what it's going to take for my girls to be the success stories that they are in their hometowns, to change their lives, to change them, because they're just saying yes to what they're knowing and loving inside, then that is where I'll go. And it's just, that's how it works for me. I'm not in there for the quick buck, and I don't sell certificates. I don't sell certificates. You know, I never had a certificate on my wall in my salon. I was booked out, you know, in advance. My girls are booked out. I don't give them certificates. I don't sell certificates. I mean, that is simple. Their status is earned. Their stripes are earned. You know, our whole mission is when someone goes on the TrueBrow directory, a consumer, like a client looking for a TrueBrow specialist, that she is going to find the real deal.
Mm.
That's a tough thing to do. It's not easy. You know, anyone can have millions of followers on Instagram. They can have millions of people that they've trained, but that's so what? What's the point of that? It's not, that's not the thing. The thing is what, you know, what's going on with your students? What are their lives like? What are they doing to the industry? You know, that's another thing with pricing. So many trainers out there training people, and then people are doing average brows for very average prices, and they get to a point where they have to, like the lash industry, again, destroyed. You know, like some people come to me for, say, the States, for example, and they'll say to me, oh, I just can't run with just lashes anymore because there's so many lash artists everywhere, you know. We can't even compete, even though our work is the best. Like, and some of the work is just unbelievable. These girls are incredible. But they're just in at a place where there's just it's just too much. So one of the things that our girls uphold and TrueBrow upholds is the pricing, the price points. And I think that that's key, because then that leaves out our industry, offers the industry respect. It's valued for what it really can offer. It's not a fad. It's not a trend. And people don't care about paying.
Yeah. When you reach that expert status, I think, yeah. And also as well, I think there's a lot of confidence in being able to say, well, I realize that everyone around me is cheaper or might be using a cheaper service, but, you know, I stand my ground on my price and I believe that it is worth it for X, Y, and Z. And I have done, you know, X amount of years, or I've trained with, you know, X, you know, people or experts, you know, and sometimes the client respects that and they go, okay, well, I could go get it cheaper down the road, but, you know, I'm going to stay here and they will be that loyal client forever.
And I think it's really based on results, isn't it, what they're seeing. So I think, you know, there's a, when you're doing the kind of work where you've got, you know, you've got, I actually, let me just say this. I think our course, our program, because our program isn't a short program, but people can do it at their own pace. They can do whatever they want. We're going to offer actually that's coming out very soon. But it is the most affordable brow course in the world and yet the most comprehensive. And the reason that I say that is because the extension of time that you have support and you have a coach, like you have me as your brow coach, you have my world-class educators as your brow coach on a weekly basis. Because you see, the beauty industry, it hasn't done anything wrong. That's, you know, we're all learning. We're all trying to get this right, so to speak, in the world. But this whole 3 hour, 1 day, 2 day, 4, 5 day education is, it just simply, you know, and then you get a certificate. It never really truly leaves anyone fully satisfied. It never leaves anyone fully, no one can be a specialist in that time. That's a fact, right? And I think that what I'm most interested in and where I want to help, and this is why I created the program that I created, what I want to help that beauty professional the most in is in her daily life, like the brows that are leaving her salon. That's what she needs help with. She doesn't need to do 3 or 4, you know, sets of brows when she's with me and she gets a pat on the back and here's a certificate. I mean, that's all well and good. But what about when she goes home and she's just nailed with all these problems and challenges and all of a sudden brows are coming, she doesn't know what she's doing and she defaults. That's when they need the care. That's when they need those powerful mechanisms that need to be put into place where they're supported in a way that they just can't believe and they love it. And for that, I think that's, you know, I remember once I used to, at one point I was doing 5 coaching classes a week. And I was traveling then, didn't matter where I was. I remember once being in a foyer in Florida somewhere and sitting there just, you know, teaching or educating. It just didn't matter where I was. I was just there online doing whatever was needed. And I think that's a really big difference. I think we should look at that. We should look at, you know, what's coming out of my salon. You should be looking at that when you're thinking about what you're going to do, you know, when you pick an educator. And I'm not talking on a Facebook group, you know. I'm not talking about putting up a pretty brow or something that you didn't, oh, I'm so excited, you know, and you want everyone to tell you how great it is. So there's times when the client's coming in and you don't know what to do, you know. And I think true education, real education, comes from making mistakes and having those mistakes seen and so they're not repeated. That's how we learn. You know, we have to be willing to make those mistakes. And I think that that's, yeah, there is a way to educate that works, you know. And
absolutely.
The person fulfills that individual, that person leaves and they go, wow. So it's kind of like when I think of, you know, I had to think really long and hard about the price points of TrueBrow and the programs that we offer. And for me, I think it's a priceless offering, honestly. I think it's just amazing for the value and what people get. But to me, it's like you never do another brow course ever again. This is the end of the road, you know. Mm. And sometimes girls wisely just kaboom, they come straight in, and other times they go and do everything else.
Yeah.
And do their little circle, which is fine. Everyone has choice and that's important. And then they'll come back, you know, and that's good too. You know, it doesn't really matter. But yeah.
Mm. I really respect what you're saying there about these little short kind of courses, 2 hour, 3 hour, 5 hour, 1 day. You know, I think there are a lot of people, and I hear this in our group as well, there are a lot of people who come on through and ask, what's the best course for XYZ? What's the course, best course for ABC? Mm-hmm. And they say, I've done da, but I'm still looking for something, you know? And I kind of feel like people are going to these courses and going to the education. They're learning on the day, but what they're not understanding is the real work starts once they leave the course. Because as you said, it's when they're with the client, it's when they're in their own treatment room. Yes, you are learning a skill when you're in the actual practical class, obviously, but the real work happens when you're on your own. And I like what you're saying there, that you're kind of there as their mentor the whole time to help them grow.
You've got to stand up and do that, you know, and that's not an easy thing, because that's you when you ask for money, you know, you're saying, well, you know, this is what I'm going to give for you to you. It's not just like a 3-4 day course and then see you later, you'll be right, you know, put it on a group and we'll help you out. And the thing is too, I think it's the way that education is done. You know, people that come to me and with all kinds of stories, but, you know, I think that the important thing, Tamara, here is too, I'm trying to actually, because you said something that really moved me just before, is when people are going and they're doing all these different courses. I think too, we need to take a stand. You know, for some people that's fine because they love that. It's kind of like, it's almost a part of their experience, their journey. They go here, they go there, they don't mind. But for someone that, you know, really deeply is yearning for the straight, like an arrow road, you know, they just want to, they want to be the best, but not from an egoic sense. The reason they want to be the best is because they really truly want to do what's best for their clients. That's like, that's the person, you know, that's the one. And it's not just, you know, oh, I'll give you feedback. Like the kind of, you know, when you've been doing it for 9 years, you know, 5 hours a week, and then, you know, we've changed it, we've redeveloped the course, we've offered, you know, there's more video footage, there's live stream replays that they can either, they get it, actually, they get everything when they come on board now. But, you know, when you have that, it's like, you know, it's such a joy for me to be able to offer it, but it's a one-stop shop. If you're interested in saving the natural brow. So for me, you know, one of the things that I had to, you know, people come to me often and they want me to collaborate and with them. And, you know, recently that happened with, you know, like to help people do better tattooing. Now I could make so much money offering True Brow to that cause, you know, but I won't. Because I don't agree with tattooing as a service or microblading. I just don't agree with it. And so therefore I'm not going to help them do, like, I'm not going to help them do a better tattoo. I'm there. My whole mission, my whole vision is, because I know it's possible, is to save the natural brow. It's not to diversify and money leads me again. It's not like that. And it's tough. The industry really, you know, you have to, you've got to really consider that. It's really tough to stick to your values. But when you do, for one, you're happy. You know when to say yes, you know when to say no. You know, you're no longer just straw in the wind being thrown around. Oh, what do I do this? Do I do that? You're just clear.
Mm.
So for me, over these years, I've had opportunities, like so many, let me tell you, to just get clearer and clearer and clearer with my no, yes, no, yes. And I don't get swayed because I don't think people, you know, some people might not like me.
Mm.
You know, that was a big one for me. Huge. You know, but I let it go very early on because I knew there was something far greater. And I think that in our own businesses, as we're working through our own businesses, is a really important thing. I teach this all the time. You don't have to be everything to everyone. You'll find that those people that they're aligned with you. They go, you know what, I want to save the natural brow. Or if it's not that and it's like something else, that's okay too. There's no judgment on my part. I'm not here to stop people from making their own choices. Mm. But honestly, truly, oh, it's almost like there's a song about that, isn't there? Isn't that truly, deeply, whatever. Anyway, sorry.
Savage Garden.
Yeah. that's right. That was a quick picker. But really, like seriously, that, you know, it's fine that people make different choices.
Mm.
And I love that. And I never shut people out. If they want to come back, or if they want to, you know, they want to, whatever they want to do. I mean, TrueBrow really customizes itself to each student because not everyone is the same.
Mm.
But the foundational principle, the one thing that never shifts, is that we save the natural brow.
Mm.
And because it can be saved. And it's, you know, it's funny. My daughter's in Canada. She's got over 180 people on her wait list. And she's just fantastic. She showed me a brow that she did today on Messenger. She called me and then she sent it and we chatted for a little while.
Mm.
And I was just astounded. I was astounded by, because I know this woman that whose brow she worked on, and I know how thin her brow was. And there was this full brow that she's been working on it for a little bit. Mm. And it just incredible. And so, you know, like women want their natural brow back.
Mm.
Women out there, if she's got that many women on her wait list because they're seeing what she can do and they're believing her, you know, wait lists everywhere. Why shouldn't a beauty professional have a wait list?
Mm.
Isn't that like be booked out to the end of the year?
That's the dreams.
These are real things. These are dreams coming true, you know. Mm. And I think that's what I love the most. That's what I love helping women make real in their lives. Like, you know, Olivia, for example, my daughter, she's now really in charge of her business. She hasn't got a job. She's actually now got a business because she's got so many women on her wait list. And it's the same with, you know, Casey Demarest. And then, you know, I could just go on and on and on. And these girls have just really done something truly special. That's what makes me get up in the morning. You know, not that I, you know, where's the next award?
Yeah. Or
where's the next, you know, bit of money coming in? Like, it's not that.
Mm.
And it really isn't that. You know, it's just not that. It's just that, you know, who is it I'm contributing to today? You know, whose life am I? Can I do something to support? How can I get someone to realize their potential? You know, where is that? It's amazing what happens when you really are aligned with that. And I don't know, life's fun. It's fun.
Absolutely.
It has ups and downs, but you know, it's just, sorry, what was that?
No, I was just thinking, you know, as you're talking there about kind of my career pathway and just less about me and my career, but more about just me as a girl, you know, becoming a lady, then becoming a woman. And as you said, you know, having a business rather than having a job. And I think in our industry, we enter this industry so young, you know, like girls are leaving school at 15, 16, you know, and coming into the beauty industry. And you come in all, you know, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed and think you're going to, you know, take on the world. And there's so much excitement there. And then, you know, you kind of get out and, you know, as you were saying before, you listen to the inner voice. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative, sometimes it's influenced by others around us. And then we kind of figure out, you know, our own alignment through work on values, work on our self transformation. And, you know, we go through a lot as women in this industry. And yeah, it's just, you just took me there when you were speaking.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. And you know, that's so okay, isn't it? It's like who I was when I was 21 years old compared to where I was making huge decisions to who I am today is a revelation. Like I'm just like, who was that person, you know? Yeah. And she couldn't be any other way. You know, when I think of the choices she was making, she couldn't make different choices. Like I don't look at her. And it's almost like I can say that because I can look back and go, oh, wow, look at her. What was she thinking? You know, but still there was this boldness in me, but even back then, where I did things that I would just fly into things at times. And boy, did I crash and burn, you know, like I did, you know, it's a fact on so many levels. But every time I got up, I'd learn something. You know, I don't look at life as I failed, or there's no such thing. You know, you can't fail if you're always open to seeing more, being more. You look back with compassion and with your heart open, and, you know, you just keep having that little smile within where you just think to yourself, you know what, it's okay. You know, I'm going to get back up again. And really the people you surround yourself with, I don't know how to express the importance of that. I write articles a lot for a lot of publications, you know, and another one just came up where this was inside of our community we're talking about the language of excellence, you know, and how we are in a dialogue and how we speak to ourselves, and, you know, where we're always looking to reinforce our inner dialogue externally. And one of the things that, you know, I'm doing a series for my girls actually on the language of excellence, because we really need to start looking, who are we choosing when we're being mentored by them or coached, or we're even listening to an opinion that they have. This is key. If we could learn this really early on, wow, that could change your life. You know, that actually can change your destiny, the trajectory of your life, if you have the people that are not reflecting the inner dialogue that really is meaningless inside of you. And if that is happening, drop it and look around a little bit more and really find those that are reflecting the inner dialogue that is true and good, and, you know, not people that are sitting there rolling their eyes or talking about other people, or, you know, like there is no value in that. You don't want to feed that inside of yourself, because it takes you away from the goodness inside that really gives you the clarity. And it's a big thing. I mean, I remember when I was going through my transformational stage, I actually literally, I had to let go of every friend I had at that time. And I remember having no one around me. I had my two beautiful children. I was a single mom, and I was just like, kind of like a brand new, you know, slate, just going out there, just open to being surprised. Who's going to come into my world? But I knew I had to let go of what just wasn't reflective of where I was moving and where I was going. So I think that, yes, you know, I've had so many young girls too that have come to True Brow. I just love them. Young girls, you know, that I've had the opportunity to be with, train. You know, sometimes these girls aren't even beauty professionals. And here in Australia, you know, we're not regulated. So these girls would come to me, and at one point I wouldn't take them on because, you know, they weren't beauty professionals. Then I just said to Toby, you know what, these girls are going and they are training, getting really bad training. You know, we have to open our arms here and we have to bring them in and nurture them and take care of them. At one point I had one girl that had 80 women on her waiting list.
Wow.
23 years old. 23, 24, came when she was 21. I mean, you know, there really is something in that. You got to do the work. If it's the same with your clients, you know, how I was with my clients in my salon, how seriously I took the responsibility of being their authority in any level of beauty that they came to me with, that I researched. It's the same with my students.
It's my, I take it seriously, but I have a lot of fun doing it. That's why we all have fun. Because if business stops being fun, you're not doing something right, you know. Yeah, there's something you're not doing quite right. And it has to be an adventure. It has to be fun. And it can't be about failure, and it can't be about control and or not making mistakes. Or it has to be this joyous experience where you are just like, you know, opening and being on that cutting edge, and you can let in getting it wrong, and it just doesn't, you know, like trash you. You know, it's like, well, okay, that's okay. I'll, you know, what would Al say about that? Or how can I talk to Al about that? And just moving continuously through the cycle of life and business, but enjoying it. Because what's the point of doing anything if you're out of the joy? Like there's something not quite right there. And you just need to look at it. And so I love what I do, and I have fun doing it. And I think that, you know, sometimes it's really intense. Never would I have imagined that I'd be building an international brand, having women around the world in all these different countries that I'm meaningfully connecting with, helping them build their businesses, skilling them up, you know. Never would I have imagined that. And sometimes I think to myself, wow, you know, I'm on another cutting edge, because it's bigger and it's more. But I always come back to, I take it seriously, but I have to be light in it, because if I'm not light in it, you know, then you lose yourself. You lose who what makes you happy. And I think that that's just a moment to reflect on and go, you know, how did I get lost? And, you know, what am I believing about this business, or that has taken me into a sort of a little bit of a dive away from what, you know, my own heart, what I love, being happy, joyful. I think that that's really key with anything. Don't you think that that's...
Absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head there. And I think this year has offered, and last year has just offered, so much negativity and so much resilience and so much pushback on so many things that we wanted to do, that in the essence of it, I think we've lost the fun, we've lost the joy, we've lost those elements, you know, to see the silver linings, you know, because we're just constantly, you know, up against that brick wall. But I think, as you said, just take it back, just find your purpose and find your passion. And if you're not doing that, well, then you're probably not doing it right at all, are you?
Yeah, and I think it's almost too, there's also another side of do it, you know, it's like being happy for no good reason. Really think about that. I think about that a lot. You know, sometimes I'm just so happy and I have absolutely no reason. It's not like I know it's because something went well or something went bad. Or sometimes I might feel like I'm a little low internally, or vibrationally I kind of feel a little flat. And I kind of think, oh, that's because that didn't happen. And I just let it go. And then there I am again. And I'm just open. Like I'm just constantly in a space of, you know, allowing myself to be surprised. Every day when you get up, just say, you know, I'm ready to be surprised today. You know, be surprised. Open to that. You know, if we step out of lack and we step out of the fear of, you know, what is going on in the world right now, the world is really showing us its face, its true face. It's really reflecting back to us, you know, this is what's really going on, and your freedom can be taken away, even your opportunity to, you know, run your own business, you know, make income. I mean, girls are just being, it is so understandable what's going on inside of us. And then we need to just step back and go, okay, let me now just prioritize just really what is of the most importance here right now. And if your happiness isn't of the most importance, your peace inside of yourself, because your children need that from you, your husbands need that, you know, women are just, they're so powerful. You know, as women, we're so extraordinary. We are the centerpiece, the epicenter of our families. We're the epicenter of our communities that we create. We are incredible. Unless we go in and we really find what is the deepest value first, we can't be that epicenter. And then things really can, around us, can start crumbling. Instead of building, we can be building, even in the midst of this crazy, crazy stuff that's going on in the world.
Mm.
We don't need to crumble. And it's not on the outside. The solution doesn't exist on the outside, Tamara. It just doesn't.
Yeah, it's an internal work.
It absolutely exists on the inside of you. It's an internal reflection, which is what, you know, it's not like looking in the mirror. It's like literally going in, closing your eyes and going straight in. Stop looking at the world. The world's never going to make you happy. It's never going to bring you peace. You know, it's all temporary.
Mm.
But really all of that exists inside. And if we start from there, you know, it's like you're playing this glorious game and it's so sweet and it can be lovely. And sometimes, you know, all these things can happen, but it's going to be okay because you've got this stability on the insides where it matters, you know. And I think that this is what I love to teach my girls at Trueba. I love them to be strong, to build businesses that have got extraordinary root systems, that where, you know, it's not like they're just picking the fruit off through discounts and, you know, whatever. Let me just get a client. How can I do it? Mm. Let me just get a certificate. It's like they're building deep, deep root systems in their businesses that will carry them for years and years and years to come and eliminate a lot of the struggle that the beauty industry faces because they don't have those root systems.
Mm.
Once those root systems are deeply entrenched in the earth, in the ground, and that's your business, that tree is going to bear fruit every single year and you'll pick the fruit and you will love it and it'll be juicy and beautiful and it just keeps going on and on, you know. And I think that that's, in a way, we're always looking for the quick fix, or we lose this whole beautiful ability that we have to educate our clients a lot of the time. And we go into fads and trends. And, you know, fads and trends are always going to exist. They're always going to be thrown at us all the time.
Mm.
But we get to choose, you know. And I think my girls, one of the things that I'm astounded, and I think I'm not actually really, because they are so successful that they don't go into fads and trends. They don't, you know, some of them might play around and have a go and whatever, but they don't get lost in them. They're always coming back to what they love. And I love that. I love that because they're grounded and they're clear. Mm. And so it's sort of like it sort of goes into their lives, you know. It goes into,
yeah,
which I think is really beautiful.
Mm. There's a lot of magic there and lots to think about. I'm sure our audience will be sitting there going, whew. Wow, okay, we might need to take a breath after this and soak in all of this magic.
Oh, no.
No, it's good. There's a lot there and a lot to learn from. And I think, you know, often we listen to others so much, and I think it's probably time that we listen to ourselves a little bit more and do the work inside. So thank you so much for being such a treat today and sharing with us, Elle, and we will be back on the podcast shortly to hear more from you.
You're gorgeous. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Have a great day.
Wow, what a way to start a Monday. Elle shared with us a lot that I know I'll be spending the day or perhaps even the week mulling over. So I'm just going to let this conversation marinate with you a little as you do some reflection on yourself and your career and perhaps even the way you operate in both life and business. You can find more from TrueBrow on the gram at TrueBrow, and Elle, she's at Elle Wilson Official. You know where we hang out by now for our community, magazine, club, and everything else in between at Beauté Industry, and myself, of course, at Tamara Reid Beauté. Until next time, stay connected.